supporters, I'm thinking buying the temple and so on. And they come forth and give him a lot of money because he's so famous. But they don't go around and say, oh, and put something on the internet saying that I'm building a temple, and therefore please donate $5, $10, a la Red Cross, a la churches and so on. Mahayana people don't do that. Traditional Mahayana people don't do that. So they then, in order to support themselves, they have to plant. They have to do farming, okay? And so during the day, they work 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the afternoon in the field. They go out there and go to the toilet and bring their fertilizers to the field, okay? And that's what they do. So they support themselves that way. They don't go and beg. They don't go and ask for money to build temples. That's the Mahayana tradition. Okay, so that's a difference.
This is Ajahn Sambray. He's the abbot of Buddhist Temple of America in Ontario.
Ontario. Oh, thank you. We're so honored. Please have a seat. Yeah.
So Ajahn say, whoever has any question, ask him, and then he will answer.
Okay, yeah. And the other two?
The other two don't speak.
They don't speak English. Okay, very good. Okay, then please. Okay, thank you.
I'm not good in it, maybe 70%.
70%? Oh, that's better than my Thai. So, we first of all, we're so honored. That you came. My name is Yung Hoa. I learned Buddhism from my late master. I have two masters. A Vietnamese master. He's well known. But most of my training comes from my late Chinese master. My meditation master, Master Xuyen Hua. I'm not sure you heard of him.
In Vietnam, right?
No, he's a Chinese. I'm Vietnamese, but I learned from a Chinese.
Now he passed away, not passed away?
Yeah, he passed away already. Yes. He passed away and he left behind like thousands upon thousands of shares.
Wow.
Yeah. And he founded the City of 10,000 Buddhas. Have you heard of it? No. You see, these Thai tradition, they stay in the temple in the forest, and they don't pay attention to anything. Isn't that wonderful? You're from the Thai tradition,
yeah,
am I
Thai,
correct?
The
forest tradition.
My country in the northeast from Bangkok.
Northeast from Bangkok.
Too far from Bangkok.
Oh.
Nearby Khom River, Lao. Vietnam.
Oh, okay. So we neighbors.
Yeah.
See, the English is very good.
I live on the mountain. Jungle Temple.
Jungle Temple. Yeah. So it's the Thai forest tradition, isn't it?
Yes.
You have two traditions, forest tradition and the city tradition, right?
No, the countryside.
Countryside. Okay, that's all the...
Not too far from the town.
Too far from town. Okay. Okay, wonderful. Wonderful.
Mountain.
Yeah.
Very. I like the mountain. I like live alone. I like to keep quiet in the cave and the tree and to Donga.
So you stay in that tradition.
Yeah.
And you left the home life at what age?
Huh?
You became a monk at what age? Very young, I imagine.
Yeah. When 19 years old.
19 years old.
Yeah. 19 years old. I had been Norwich before, 1 year. Norwich.
1 year. And you became fully ordained?
After 20 years.
You became ordained?
Yeah,
20 years you have to wait 20 years before you become fully ordained.
Yeah.
So the venerable abbot here became a novice at the age of 19. Years old.
19 years old, yeah.
And then 1 year later, you became fully ordained.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, I see. Oh, wonderful. And
until now, 47 years.
47 years already after full ordination. So let's see, 20 plus 40, that's 57.
Now I'm
you're very young.
Now I'm 66. You're still, now. I'm 65, 66 now.
65, 66. Oh, you're so young. How come you're so young? Then you're even younger than I am.
I control myself for good few.
Then you're younger than I am. Yeah.
Control myself for good few.
Good few.
How to control the mind to close the eye to see inside the mood, to think. Good mood or bad mood.
Metta.
Control the bad mood, stop it.
Okay, see, that's the secret of his youth. Okay, and that's the secret of happiness. This is how happy he is. Okay? 47 years, look at how happy he is. Isn't it wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and he looks so young too.
46 years.
What do you think? You know, this is
1949. I was born 1949.
1949. So that's.
February 5th. February 5th, 1949.
Oh.
Until now.
And that's so wonderful. I've never met anyone that old before. I mean,
who like to be young is that maybe control the mind.
Control
don't
the mind.
Don't worry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Everything good. Everything all the nation. When you see, that nation.
Mm.
When you're listening, that nature, someone talk, maybe someone good, someone bad, that nature. That's not you, just another one.
It's there, what we call their
that's
affliction.
One, yeah.
As long as you're happy inside.
Happy. Good, okay. Safe. Bad, stop it. Don't think more. More powerful when you think good. When you thinking good, you get good. When you thinking bad, you get bad more.
Excellent.
Last week, last month, last year is gone. Don't too much think. Tomorrow, not sure. Not make sure. Just right now, you have to know is good or bad right now.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
But what if I may ask a question? You see, this is a pair here, is a couple of ladies from Mexico.
From Mexico?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. But see, look how happy they are.
Yeah.
And you can be happier. You can be happier by not thinking the bad things, like Venerable Abbot says. Good things, enjoy. Bad things, stop.
Yeah. Bad things, stop.
Stop right
stop
away.
Stop right now. Not tomorrow. Not last week. Last week gone. Cannot think more. When you think more last week, maybe your mind is not really clear.
It's so wonderful with teaching.
Not really clear.
You know, Xianqi, you know what that is? What Dharma is that? Xianqi, that's my student right there.
Mm-hmm.
He's unlike you, he's a lot older. He's 70 years old.
70 years old?
Yeah, 70 years old.
Yeah, he's good.
He used to be a captain in the Vietnamese armed forces. Okay, he came over with the Laos to invade Laos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he killed a lot of people, didn't you?
Okay, when you kill a lot of people, don't think right now, just gone already.
See, gone already. That's why. Now he's a monk because
already.
He doesn't want to remember all the people he killed.
Think the good thing now. What to do now?
But now he's 70 years old.
Older than me, 5 years.
and older than you, 5 years.
5 years, maybe 4 years.
He's been a monk now for a year and a half.
Really?
That's all. So this is very American. We Americans, we enjoy ourselves until we can't enjoy ourselves anymore, then we become monks.
Maybe he knows everything about the world.
Yes, he knows everything about life and joy and happiness.
Yeah.
The worldly way.
Yeah.
But not the youthful. Okay. Would you like some
thank
tea?
You. Okay.
Thank you. And you put something over there for Venerable. Okay. And where are the other two monks?
Two monks outside.
Outside?
Them. Upper offer them.
Yeah, bring them, offer them tea, please. Yeah. So typical to us, for this is American Buddhism, if you will, first of all. So they enjoy themselves, and then when these people be reach the age of 60, 70, then they come to us and say, can I leave the home life? I've had enough of this, all these pleasures, okay? I'm tired of all these pleasures. I want to run away from my husband and my wife. They become a burden to me now. Ah, now, so I'm asking him now. Now, he likes to meditate a lot.
Yeah.
I ask him, Venerable Abbot here teaches you this particular dharma. It's wonderful. Yeah, come a little bit closer. It's okay. Don't be shy.
Yeah. Hmm.
So it's a wonderful dharma. You have to pay attention. It's very meaningful, and it came from his heart. Okay, remember what he said. The good things, it's okay. When the bad things, stop. Don't follow it.
Yeah.
You remember
that? That's good for many.
It's wonderful, wonderful. It's wisdom right there. You know, it's very important, because these ladies here from Mexico, okay, whenever the young lady here gets angry at her mother,
mm-hmm.
she doesn't stop. She says, it's all your fault. Right? You see? Remember the words of wisdom here. And you have some bad feeling, stop. Don't go there anymore. Stop it. Cold turkey. No rhyme or reason, just stop. Yes.
Do you remember when you live in here? How long in the stomach in the, your mother?
You remember?
Yes. Maybe nine months.
9 months. Uh-huh.
Your mother maybe control every time, walk and sit and sleep and eat, control you in the stomach, because the loving cry of the baby inside.
Mm-hmm.
You have to contemplate about the mother love and everything when you baby. You see. You don't talk back to the mother. Yeah?
Mm.
Talk good.
So the Venerable Abbot is...
for the mother.
So the Venerable Abbot is teaching you that when you're angry at your mother because she's so bad and so unfair, she doesn't understand. She doesn't get it at all. She doesn't understand you at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Sounds familiar? Then you remember how you got here. Okay? She has to bear you, take you with her everywhere for 9 months. How horrible.
Yeah. When you not believe, you have to tell me on big like here. Maybe 1 hour you try you I'm done. You yeah. tell me something big about this.
It's all very the heavy.
You know the suffer.
Yeah, it's a lot of suffering. A lot of suffering.
When you tell me.
Yeah.
And then the opposite way, the mom has to deal with all these.
It doesn't end it for the mother. See, you know, they come out. And then they hang around for 18 years, to our horror. They will not go away. They only ask, Mom, can I have more money? Okay? So it's a lot of, you know, that's when you say it's when it's turn for you to become a mother and to carry someone for 9 months. Then you call mom and say, oh mom, I didn't realize how tough it was for you. And then mom says, huh? What did you say? Okay, wonderful. So it's a wonderful dharma. This is what I like about the venerable Thai people meditation. Techniques, they're very, very practical, okay? What the Venerable Abbot, I'm so grateful today he came today, because he just taught all of you a very, very important dharma, a very important way of meditation, an important way of life, okay? Just remember, if the bad thoughts arise, the thoughts of anger, the thought of ill feelings, stop. Don't go there. That's it. That's the secret of being in control of your life and not sinking into unhappiness. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. Does it make sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay? Yeah. Any other questions you might have for the Venerable Abbot? So, I have a question for you. So, is there, in your tradition, is there like a training places, like in Sri Lanka? We have two guest monks from Sri Lanka that mm-hmm. came here from Sri Lanka, stayed at our temple for some time. Mm-hmm. And they said that in Sri Lanka, there is a national training place for monks. You have that in Thailand, I'm sure, as well.
Mm-hmm.
No?
No?
No. So you go from monasteries to monasteries. Each monastery has their own different set of cultivation, I mean training.
Yeah, different from the Sri Lanka.
It's very different.
Different.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Very good. So you learn from your master then? Your master training?
My master in the
forest?
In the forest. Mm. My master passed away already, but he teaches for the hair, the skin, the blood, the bone mm-hmm. contemplates about beautiful or not.
Ah, the contemplation we call in I believe I heard it described as a contemplation of the impurities.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's body.
The body impurities. Hair, you contemplate the hair. Skin, yeah. The hair.
The teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nail.
The nails.
Yeah, uh-huh. Contemplate. Now, the people suffer for the body, worry about the body, love about the body. But my master teach me, you contemplate about the body. When you know outside, inside the body, you stop for love. Another lady, go,
mm-hmm.
contemplate it. Not too long. My blood run, dark through my finger. What for? I take a look. Oh, my blood run from here. I contemplate. Oh, inside the body is not beautiful. Just not
ugly.
Good smelling.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, dark from here. Hmm. After that, I contemplate about the skin, inside skin, the bone, everything inside. Hmm. Oh, when they see the people, inside is not beauty. Okay. Outside beauty, but inside not beauty.
What to do?
Contemplate, understanding from the wisdom.
Okay.
Wisdom to see inside. The eye to see outside, but wisdom see inside.
What about the nice outside? What do we do about it?
Contemplate. Now you the eye closed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom to take mm-hmm. look. Take look to the
inside. Don't look outside.
Yeah. Contemplate about the blunts. What color the blood? What smell the blood?
Hmm.
Why they take a picture? Why they take a shower? Why they eat? After eat, what for? Go to the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
After the toilet, take a shower. What for?
Hmm.
Because it's dirty.
Right.
Yeah. But the wisdom said, oh, the blood inside suffer and all the blood dirty mm-hmm. and suffer every day. Eat. Every day, why stop it? Cannot stop it because the body suffers.
Mm-hmm.
Need to water, need milk, mm-hmm. need to sleep, and mm-hmm. everything to suffer about the body.
Mm-hmm.
Have to know the body all the suffer many times. That wisdom to understanding about the body. That evil is gone.
Uh-huh.
Evil means lovely.
Mm-hmm.
For another, when you lady, you love the man. When the man, young man, love the young lady. What for? Lost my food inside.
Lust.
That's don't know the inside is dirty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Tears dirty too.
Yeah.
Clean every day, right?
Uh-huh.
Your eye, your nose, your mouth, your teeth, your skin, clean. What for? Because it's dirty, right?
Mm.
Why? Why the evil say, oh, that's beautiful man, that beautiful lady. When you see a beautiful lady, maybe the man like to very serious. Take a look for, like to talk, like to, yeah. Mm-hmm. When they're young, they have a lot of learning. But they contemplate, oh, I lost mindfulness. I lost life wisdom.
Mm.
My teacher teach me many times. Okay, when I young, when you love a beautiful lady, when a lady cut your head, give to you, are you okay? I'm not okay. Give the hand to you, I'm not okay. I like to all the body, the kilesa, evil said.
But the whole body is better.
Yeah, whole body, the evil said. I like to hold the body.
Mm-hmm.
Evil said, it's like, no, the mati said, the lady cut your hand, cut the hand, give to you. Cut the right hand, cut the left hand, cut the head, cut the leg, cut the things to show inside. Are you okay? Evil is not okay. I okay for all whole body. Evil fighting one many times. The Dhamma and the evil fighting many times. Many years, until 30 years, 35 years, we're fighting with evil inside. Evil said, oh, the Buddha is, before he enlightenment, Buddha had a family before. You young, you go back to getting married before I come back again. He said, evil said to me, I fighting, oh, when the getting married is too happy, why the Siddhartha let everything out to practice meditation in the jungle? Why? Why the Siddhartha have everything? Why they let the family, let the everything go to the Upasampara in the
snow mountain.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's not true for the happy.
Mm-hmm.
I find it, I think about it, contemplate about it, but it will stop it.
Mm-hmm.
fighting. I cannot sleep when I'm 30, 35 years old.
You can sleep?
Yeah. What? Worry about the right to getting married.
You wanted to get married?
When they're young.
35 years old?
Yeah, 35 years old. When they're young, strong evil, strong wisdom, fighting in the jungle. I live only one in the jungle. Not
even. By yourself? No one else?
No one come.
How did you live in the jungle? Did you...
Meditation, the walk meditation, the sleep meditation, contemplate about it.
And how do you eat?
For food, for a little bit food, not milk. The people bring you food.
They bring the
banana sometimes.
Bananas?
And food, something not much.
Uh-huh.
Until 7 days, I walk and sit and...
Oh, every 7 days, every week they come and offer you food.
Yeah, after 7 days
If you eat, eat, you're hungry, you eat more and you're out of food, what do you do?
Just for banana, sometimes a little bit food.
Mm-hmm.
Try to meditate. After eat, walk meditate 2 hours, 3 hours, and sleep meditate. Fighting evil. Evil need me pick up the rope to getting married.
Oh, 35 years old.
Yeah, 35, when they're young. Mm. Look like the sun is midday. The evil is strong, look like the sun.
Mm-hmm.
But Dhamma, the wisdom is fighting inside. Mm. Many times, not cannot sleep. When I sleep, the evil talk to me many times.
Mm-hmm. It says, get married.
Yeah. You have to take off the rope to getting married before.
Mm-hmm.
But the Buddha is, before he enlightenment, he had the family before.
Right.
Why you is over
you miss
Buddha?
Him so much.
Yeah. Why? Why you strong with the Buddha? The evil said. Many times.
You don't know how it's nice it is to be with ladies who are nice outside.
Yeah. fighting.
Uh-huh.
Look like
And how long do you have to fight? Huh? How long were you by yourself?
Oh, many times. I lived only one in the cave, 20 days.
20
I
days.
Lived on the mountain many times, a long time. Uh-huh. Live alone. Fighting evil.
Fighting evil. Fighting desire.
Evil teach me about it.
Oh.
When they see the beautiful lady, come back, contemplate. Everything. Oh, contemplate. After that, fighting, this is not contemplate about it. Need to call for control when they're young. Oh.
Yeah, very difficult.
Yeah, need to call for control when they're young.
Yeah, this is
25 and until 35, fighting all the time.
How long will you have to fight? 35 years old and then 36?
No, after I stopped it for thinking about getting married.
So you got married? You got married?
No, not yet, but 25 years after that, I stopped not think about getting married. I know it.
After 25 years?
Yeah,
so you're
after
35, after 36.
25 years.
For 25 years?
45 years.
Oh, you went to 45 and you stopped thinking about...
Yeah, I stopped thinking about getting married. I know it. Getting married.
Wow.
All the suffer. Many times suffer.
10 years.
Buy something, buy the food, buy
10 years
buy
of torture.
The everything, buy. Yeah.
You hungry and you think about getting married.
Yeah. Everything to play. Suffering. Oh, after that, I know that getting married. Very, very suffering. After that,
it's so tight. I don't know about them, but when I'm hungry, I think about a hamburger.
I have to pay the money from the house, pay the money, gasoline, bill, everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Woo!
A lot of worries.
And water, electric, pay everything. When I have that, getting married. After that, I know all the suffering, getting married after that, stopping. Now it's very, 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 very,
very, very happy
well,
inside.
Very happy, very well.
Uh-huh.
When they see the people loving cry, all the people, the people suffer, all the people problem, all the people problem all the time. Uh-huh. The car, a lot of people go to work, go to get the money for the control of family.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's worry. Oh, this month not enough for the spend. How to? Some family book because this is not enough for the money to help.
Not enough.
Family.
Yeah. That's right. And some, the wife wants to go on vacation.
Some family. Many kind. Many
and many the daughter hard. Wants a BMW.
Yeah. Both family. You. Go now, I don't need you anymore. Go, maybe suffering sometimes. Family, yeah.
But now you have a temple. You moved from Thailand to here. Mm-hmm. When?
1987.
1987.
When I'm young.
How? Why did you decide?
94 years old. 35 years old, I've been here.
35
when,
years?
35 years old, when I saw the young lady, maybe he will talk to me. Oh. That's beautiful, young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me. When I come back to room, probably something. Kill him for the wisdom.
So what the Venerable Abbot is saying is that when he goes and sees young girls,
young
and girls,
boy, beautiful.
And beautiful girls, he's tempted. Yeah. But what he does is that he goes back and meditates.
Yeah,
right?
Come back
and
to
contemplate,
the room, contemplate
how when he says, "I look what I look there. It's very pretty outside.
Yeah.
When I meditate, I look inside.
Yeah,
it's not as pretty." Okay, that's how it works. Yeah. Wow, I should try that.
Many times to try it. Difficult to control, you know.
Wow, that's wonderful. And then how did you decide to go from Thailand to the U.S.?
The people invite me.
Oh, they invited you to bring the Dharma here, here.
When they live alone in the jungle, the lady, she lived in the Hawaii, but he read the book, to story of the Maya temple. She find my picture in the book, but he read it. Oh, she know it. From the Hawaii airplane, take the airplane to see me in the temple.
Uh-huh.
But they teach to do meditation in the cave.
Uh-huh.
When she do meditation, not over 7 days, she understands about meditation.
So she sees that the husband maybe he look nice outside, but it's very dirty inside.
No, not she
it's
not
only for women. It's men too, by the way.
She control for the mind to be calm, to be quiet, to be clear. After her mind to be clearly, she understand about meditation.
After 7 days.
Yeah, 7 days. After
that's very fast. I tried 7 days, and my first 7 days are horrible.
To teach her friend in the Hawaii. She had the how she had the good business. But
so she invited you to go here. Why not
to Hawaii?
Hawaii?
But after that, the time to confirm, she cannot give me the ticket. I'm waiting. Why she cannot keep the ticket?
What happened? Her husband stopped her.
Husband, she had an American husband, captain.
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 Airplane.
Airplane captain. But
pilot.
The husband stopped her. Don't give the money for the monk. Why you give me money? Stop her. But she cannot.
She's Thai.
That,
she's Thai.
After that, my student in Thailand is loving cry me, but give me for the ticket.
I see.
Buy the ticket to the Washington State.
Washington Seattle. State,
yeah,
Seattle.
1987 and February 11.
Okay, so first you time. Went there
first time,
and you stayed there.
Seattle 2 months. After that, come to California.
California. Why California?
California.
Lots of Thai
come
people,
for my teacher. My teacher, he contemplate about when build a temple have to need to the many people to control. But another street, another country, another state, maybe not many Thai people, not many Chinese people. Maybe when we build a temple, need many
support.
People control.
Yes.
Support.
Yes.
But take a look, many state to know the
California has many Thai people.
Yeah.
And lots of Thai restaurants here, that's why.
Thai people, a lot of Chinese people. But now it's...
So that's why he said go to California.
The temple is complete now because the people, many
support.
People have
support. But why Ontario? Why not like you want to stay away from the big cities, or is that your
Ontario?
Yeah, it's far away from Los Angeles.
Not city, but big land.
Oh, you
big
want
land,
land.
Big land.
You need land.
Far, 4.5 acres.
4.5 acres. Yeah. That's big.
Big, very big. Yeah.
Nice. We cannot afford 4.5 acres
300,000. Many buy. Before I have the garden. Before have the garden. Now it's build everything around.
Oh, so now it's every house isn't built.
Complete already now.
So how many monks are nuns?
Now,
are?
Six altogether.
Six monks.
Six monks.
No nuns. Yeah, they need a lot of space.
Another. Opposite the
street,
the street
is a nun.
None have two.
How many nuns?
Only two, sometimes three. Not sure the nun is. But just only nuns who stay for the cook.
Oh, they cook.
The monk is 9:30. The monk every monk to take the bowl to get the food in the nun house every day.
Oh.
9:30. The people come waiting in the nun house to donate. For life, for food, some.
Oh, how nice! We do that. We try that.
Every day, to walk to.
So walk, you still do arms roll.
In the bath.
Yeah. Oh, how nice!
I did.
So you observe, you still preserve the Thai tradition of walking for the food, and come back and share the food.
Not another where some.
It's inside another area. I see. That's why you need 4.5 acres.
After that, the people bring the food come to the temple every day, but the nun cook too.
Oh.
Nun is she is my sister younger.
Your younger sister.
Yeah, younger sister. Okay. But her husband passed away. I talked to her. Oh yes, your husband passed away. Now you go to visit the Malika. After that, she follow me and I talk to. She is a cook. She is opened the restaurant before in Bangkok.
So she's good. Cool.
She long. She long. But after that, okay, you when you be lucky, next future you stay more. Stay
it makes more so much sense now. And this is what sisters are for. Yeah. First of all, you send them out and open a restaurant to train how to cook and marry into some husband who has money. Mm-hmm. When he dies, she becomes a nun and brings the money to the temple.
Yeah. Cook. And he cook. Good and cook too. Good cook. Really
and
good
cook,
cook
for
yeah.
us. Yeah. Clever.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Clever. This is so good.
Built by the home, by the land for set the belonging for the milk. Then when the people, the donation, have a lot something bring to the nun house.
She takes care of that, and you over here, you meditate.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. It's fair. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When you have time, invite you. Obviously.
Oh, absolutely.
Stay some time.
Please, yeah, please. We'd love to go there, won't we? Huh? Yeah, Thai food.
Chinese food, Thai food, Lao food, Cambodian food, Sri Lanka food.
Everything,
food,
huh?
Yeah.
Wow, and on the men's side, across the street on the men's side, can women go there or they only have to go to their
Vietnam
women's?
Vietnam food have too.
Vietnam food too?
Too, yeah. My
student I'm coming for sure.
Vietnam.
I'm going for sure.
Have a lot of Vietnam, my student, yeah.
And can the female go to the men's side or they cannot?
Inside?
Yeah, the men. The area where you...
Oh, area, yeah, okay. Just
student?
Two ladies, okay, inside the area mom. One lady, difficult to go because the people too. Why they, only one lady go to see the mom inside?
Okay. Always
then
witness.
Two, three, and one boy, that's okay. Inside
there. Okay, inside, so they have a witness.
Area.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Area mom. We have the net to select it for the door inside. And Putawa, this the people to earlier the people earlier monk not the same.
I say so separation.
Yeah, separation.
And but what about the students, the public, like these people, when they come to the temple, they go to the men's side.
Have
the meditation
the
hall.
Meditation
there?
Meditation in the hall outside. We set the time for the meditation, chanting evening, chanting morning. We set the time. Who want to chanting and test meditation and outside and call me and I need to come chant and meditation. I tell them for you have to come this time 7:30 in the evening and 6:30 in the morning.
And by the way, the Venerable Abbot is very well known Thai meditation monk, so. So he's a very, very well known. He's a big reputation. So that's why he has a lot of followers. Okay? Unlike us, where we just like 10 people.
Yeah. You're really good inside.
I'm good inside.
Inside
thank you.
Really, yeah,
because
smile,
I don't think of bad thoughts.
Joke sometimes, joke something.
Yeah.
Very good.
I don't think of bad
serious.
Thoughts.
Not serious. Yeah, very good. It's not serious.
Yeah. I only think of good food.
Good food. You.
Yeah. Good food.
Sometimes.
No bad thoughts.
You are not very now because you have everything.
I have everything.
Everything. Yeah, but not you.
Oh.
But just no, but not you. Uh-huh. Just no. You have, but not get something.
Oh, it doesn't belong to me.
Yeah, that's not belong to me. Just belong to people.
Belong
I'm
to people.
I have everything, but not belong to me. When they go to Thai, I'm not really here. When they stay here, I'm not really Thai. I'm not really in Thai. But
I'm waiting for my sister too. She'll come and she'll have everything.
Everything does not belong to me.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
That's so wonderful. Yeah. This is so. I've heard so many stories, by the way, where the great monks, the big monks, they become famous, have a huge following, and usually a sister comes along and she supports the monk. It's so nice to see that. Yeah. So all in the family we have here, the saying, all in the family.
Yeah.
How wonderful. So when is a good time to come and to pay you a visit? When they come and they meditate, you should go to the Venerable Abbot's temple and meditate, huh? And bring your friends. Huh?
Not in the,
Ontario.
Not in the town.
Can we have the, give you the address later? Okay. And telephone, just in case you get lost. Okay.
Up to Mimi. Mimi, she's already there before.
Mimi was there before. Xianran was there before. By the way, Xianran, she learned meditation from different places, including the internet, and then she goes to different temples, and she chose to go to the Venerable Abbot's temple to practice every week, I heard.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Very regularly. Mm. Why? Because she likes it there. She says, the temple, his temple is a very good place to meditate. Mm. One of the best places to meditate in Southern California. That's why you should go and experience it. Okay? It'll be wonderful. And they have Sri Lankan food, Thai food, Viet food, Laos food.
Okay.
So cool. And so how, it's lunchtime already. They're reminding me that we eat lunch a bit early. Is that okay, Venerable Abbot? Is it okay to eat lunch early? And then we're still hungry, we eat a little bit more later as well. All right, so shall we go to lunch? And we can ask some more. I mean, Venerable Abbot is very, very easygoing. So it's we can continue our talk over the lunch hall.
Okay.
Good. Okay. And contemplate when you're eating, the food is good, and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
But... All right. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's go to eat. Okay. Sakyamuni. That's Amitabha.
That's our Mahayana tradition, Venerable Abbot. That's my Amitabha Buddha. To your left is Wanchi Yin Bodhisattva.
Yeah.
All right, let's all go to eat, huh?